Letter to a beloved one about manifesting in life. Dearest beloved one, your difficulties have been many, and your courage and persistence have been great. Yet in a way, these difficulties all focus on one central issue, the problem of manifesting, with the question that is so deeply troubling to you, being, why all that you have done and all that you continue to do are not creating the effects that you desire. Your heart, which is a devotional heart, has given of itself many times over and cannot understand why, based on the law of cause and effect and the law of resonance, there is not more of a response from the universe, especially financially, so that you continue to experience times of crisis and of hardship. There is a great misconception prevailing today about the nature of manifesting. While the idea that thought creates reality is universally true, as is the law of resonance or attraction, neither of these universal principles is meant to suggest that the thoughts that are available to conscious awareness are the only thoughts that are the basis for manifestation, or that these are not influenced greatly by other more subtle levels of belief and reality. Indeed, while the law of attraction often works on the level it is engaged with, namely the level of conscious desire, it also often does not work in cases where conscious thought is superseded by unconscious or superconscious thought, that is, the thoughts and desires of the soul. For many light-filled souls who have come to help the earth at this time, these other levels are more important to the law of cause and effect than the level of conscious manifestation. For you, beloved one, and for others who have come to the earth with a primary goal of serving a mission, in addition to benefiting from the human evolutionary experience, your mission and its preparation are designed to take priority over the needs of the personality self. What this means is that your soul purpose, rather than the law of manifestation on the level of conscious desire, defines the outcome of events in your life, more so than for another life where the service aspect is less important. Prior to coming to the earth, your soul agreed to this, and so even at times of great hardship, it is operating out of a sense of inner necessity, even while the outer self may be complaining about the difficulty of life. This complaining is understandable, beloved one. It is the cry of the embodied self that doesn't know why things have to be so hard. They are hard because your deepest heart and soul are given to a higher priority. They are also hard because the period of contraction caused by forces of darkness has lasted a long time now and continues with great virulence. This has postponed and increased the difficulty of light moving outward and finding an external vehicle for its expression or a receptive response for its desires. Many times the path of service that souls choose prior to coming to Earth, particularly at this time in the planet's history, are paths that add inner strength to the embodied self and a capacity to hold greater light in the face of adversity. This learning is not only needed for you, but will be needed even more for others at a time in the not-too-distant future when the planet as a whole will be experiencing greater upheaval than is present now. To the extent that this understanding is not real to your conscious self, To that extent will it seem like what works for everyone else in relation to creating a life is not working for you. This is what your mind may think. It is not what your soul understands. Beloved one, for the present, given both the delay in the full expression of your soul purpose manifesting and the contraction which is still present, it is important to take a practical view of the situation. This involves doing what works in order to support yourself, even though it may not feel like it is fulfilling your soul purpose or has your whole heart, and allowing yourself to know that the situation will not always be this way. When light opens up for you, as it will, as part of the expansion of light on the earth, it will be a different time for you, and you will see that the problem of manifestation no longer exists. Further, it is useful for you to no longer view your own circumstances as a personal problem, but rather as a collective or planetary problem influenced by the present circumstance of contraction of darkness around light-filled intentionality, preventing the normal outflow of light-filled actions and thoughts from connecting with light-filled consequences. Blessed is your soul, beloved one, and your human heart that has struggled so long to get through very difficult circumstances of loneliness, alienation, and a sense of not knowing how to do life so that it works. Understand that your heart and soul are known to God, and so you are asked to wait a little longer and to persist a little longer while you take comfort in the fact that you are greatly loved. Pray to experience this love more fully, and even if hardship continues on a financial level for a while longer, pray to feel the love that can uphold you through any difficulty. This love is balm to an aching heart that is very weary and can make it possible to feel peace in the midst of any hardship. The realms of light are with you and will continue to be with you in your prayers as they anticipate with you change circumstances for you and for the planet as light penetrates the cloud of darkness in the foreseeable future. With all love and blessings, beloved one. Amen.